Welcome, everybody. Share number 1230, and the writing is share number 383, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Makayim, so, and Holchei Drachim, in conjunction with all those Halachas. Now, so one is flying on a plane. While they're flying, a lot of times a person's on a flight, sometimes a longer flight, Eretz Yisrael, as we all know, depending on where somebody's flying, it could be 10 hours, it could be 12 hours, sometimes 14 from California, the flight is very long. So, and one is flying on the plane, and the entire flight, they're eating and drinking. So how do you work with the bracha in general? So the mice, if somebody makes a shahakal or a domo, eats, right, in conjunction with, it would go actually from a zonos also. From the zonos, it would be the same thing. By washing, it's a little bit different because of the benching. Okay, that could be a little bit different, but we'll go from a zonos also. Some of these halachas, because of the fact that when you're on the flight and you're making one bracha, and the question is, are you being Messiah Das? It's not so much the Shinoi Makayim part, but now the question is, what did you have in mind and for how long, and were you Messiah Das, and did you make a Berna Fasha? So we'll talk about that. So as long as when the flight is going, the Shehakol Adama Ace, let's say, for example, would still be good. This is as long as one had in mind that the bracha should cover everything they'll be eating or anything that they'll be drinking throughout the flight. Somebody made a bracha and they have in mind everything that you don't have to have specifically this, specifically that. I have a shahakal for all the shahakal I'll be eating, right, on any drinks I'll be taking throughout the flight. Now, even if one made the original bracha while the plane is still on the ground, officially it would still be good. Then it would still be good, even though the plane took off, because they're still in the plane, they're in the same place. There's no questions of Shinoi Makayim over here. It's definitely Holchei Drachim for sure, and so on. So the bracha would still be able to continue throughout the flight as long as one had in mind to cover the other foods with the same bracha. The flight would have the halachas of Holchei Drachim, right? Obviously, you see the plane is going and so on. And as we've learned in the past, that Holchei Drachim person can make the bracha even before. Even while they're in the house, and as long as you're planning on going out, they're on their way out, basically. Right before they go out, they'll make a bracha. That would also be part of Holchei Drachim if they're going to be driving for a while or whatever. Okay, so now and eating and drinking as a traveler. Now, so the question is, so even if one would fall asleep, even if one's going to fall asleep at some point during the course of the flight, the bracha would still continue on. The Sefer Hilchos Brachos, he brings down that this is due to the fact that when this type of a sleep is what we call shinas arai. Why? Because it's not an established sleep. Usually it's due to the fact that the person is sitting straight up. On a plane, you're sitting straight up. You catch what they say, a dremel, even if you're sleeping for a little bit of time. Sometimes a person falls asleep 20 minutes and a half hour, whatever the case is. It could be even now, but he calls it shinas arai, not an established type of a sleep, as opposed to, if somebody lays horizontally, like on a bed or on a couch, these type of thing, that's called shinas kavad. That's called a regular sleep. But all these, on a plane in general, usually it's going to be a shinas arai. People don't lay down on the seats like they do in a bed. Even they might move the seat a little bit further back, but it's a sitting up type of a sleep. They sleep, they wake up, little sleep, wake up. So that's that type of a sleep. He brings down, there's a Sefer Hilchos Brachos on page in Ois number Chav Dalid, our Simukov Ayaches, that it would not be a problem as far as sleep, and the bracha would be able to continue on. Now, the same halachas would apply, like we said, for Mizonos. It would actually, it could apply for Amoitzi also, but again, that does get a little bit more complicated, but Mizonos would also apply as far as eating that. So we'll talk about upcoming Shurim, the various different type of things that cut off the bracha. There's other things that cut off the bracha, but as far as the bracha before eating a drinking, those are basically in general, it would be fine. As again, like we said, as long as it's as a person had in mind, it should cover, can continuously cover the, I make a shakal, continuously cover the drinks, I make a mazonos, continuously cover anything I'll be eating, mazonos, and so on. When it comes to the after bracha, so then we'll talk about the various different issues that would come up that could cut off the first bracha also. But the concept of understanding that the first bracha continues, that could be done. I mean, that could be done in conjunction with what we'll be talking about. Thank you for listening. Atzalach and bracha kol tov.